show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
How are you?
You ready? You got it up? Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day?
Yeah. Well, good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday. It is hump day, Wednesday.
It feels like Tuesday since we have Monday off for Martin Luther King's birthday.
It does. I'm a little confused. I'm a little
off. We know that.
But hey, that's every day, right?
Sure is.
Yeah, Charlamagne's running a little late. I think he got a flat tire on the way to work.
No way.
Yeah.
Doesn't have run flat tires? Do all cars come with run flat tires?
No, not at all. And sometimes run flat tires are pretty bad because...
Why? I have those. They're great for me.
You know what happens? Because if it's a situation where you crack your rim or you run into a pothole and it bends your rim, you can't fix it. You have to replace the tire. It's not like you could take it to a little shop, fix it, and get to work.
Oh, that's never happened to me.
Oh, well.
And I've had run flat tires for like the past 5 years.
Yeah. Well, but it helps if they shoot at your car and a bullet hits your tire, then you ain't got to worry about it.
Come on now, how often does that happen to someone?
I mean, it happened, what, 3 months ago? They shot my car and hit the tire.
So one in a million chance.
Yeah, but hey, it worked. It got me to where I needed to get. Well, good morning. What you do yesterday? Anything?
Nothing that you would be interested in. It was all work-related things.
Yeah.
Oh, and I watched the new edition parts 1 and part 2.
How was it?
I'm excited for that. It is so good.
Really? Now this airs when? On the 24th, I believe?
Listen,
or 29th?
When I tell you I love, it was really, really good.
Now it's a 3-part
like
miniseries,
that,
right?
The casting, yeah. The casting was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. It was such a great movie. I mean, miniseries.
Okay. All right.
I didn't see the last part yet, but I'm going to watch it again so I could watch it with social media.
Gotcha. All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, I know we hate talking about him every morning, but let's talk about Donald Trump.
Yeah, they are saying that he's going to have the lowest approval ratings as he goes into office.
I think we all knew that one.
Yeah, I think we all saw that coming. Some people are like, well, it's going to be even lower when he exits. But they're saying that President Obama, his approval rating is 60% as he prepares to exit the office now. So, according to polls that have been done.
Now, let's talk about this woman abducted. I heard about the story over the weekend.
Yeah, now this story's been going on for quite some time. Kamaya Mobley was just reunited with her biological parents on Saturday. She was abducted as an infant.
Mm-hmm.
And she's now 18 years old. Of course, she feels like the woman that raised her hasn't committed a crime.
It's
she's
going
to go
right?
to jail. It could possibly be for the rest of her life. But she did say the woman that raised her did everything that she could do for her as a baby. Now, the man who raised her, Charles Manigo, says that he had no idea that his girlfriend had kidnapped her as a baby. That would be Alexis Kelly Manigo. Manigo says that his girlfriend told him that she had given birth while he was away. But what he didn't know was that she actually suffered a miscarriage and stole the baby from the hospital and pretended to give birth while he was away. He said he loved the girl. He raised Alexis as if she were his own. He said, she's still my child. I understand what's going on, but she's still my child. However, Kamaya is now saying that he never acted as a father to her. She actually posted on Facebook, he did nothing. He didn't even help with nothing that was done for the prom. He was the reason I didn't go to my senior prom.
Damn.
He was not there when I moved to Georgia, never saw him. He likes to bring up a $40 check a week. That's nothing but $160. My bundles cost $290. Do the math. Who was there? Gloria Williams. So what is a Charles Manigo? You work at a car dealership, and my granddaddy still gave me my first car. I called my granddaddy daddy, and he earned it. You were nothing to me my whole life.
But the situation is now what happens because, yeah, you call that lady your mom, but she stole you. She committed a crime. But what happened to your biological parents who
Well, she has reunited with her biological parents. They are saying it was the best day of their lives. It was a beautiful, beautiful day because they had given up hope that they would ever find her alive again. So he said their biological dad Craig Aiken said, "We laughed, we chatted, we didn't allow any negative thoughts, we didn't even talk about the kidnapping. But it's difficult for Kamaya to move on because she says that Gloria Williams, who kidnapped her as a baby, is not a felon and raised her with everything I needed and most of all, everything I want."
Yeah, she is a felon. She stole you from these parents, which is sad, which is crazy. But it's a situation where I really don't know because this lady is your mother for the last 18 years.
She raised, birthed you, did
everything.
You thought that was your mom, but imagine the suffering that your biological parents, who you don't even know now.
Right.
So...
And I'm sorry, your mom should go away for at least 10 to 15 years. You stole that baby. You took those parents' rights. That could have been the only child that they were able to have.
Well, she's facing life in prison for that. So
that's a tough predicament.
What would you want to happen? Imagine this: a woman raises you from when you were a child.
I mean, you would want her to have life. I mean,
in your head, that's
somebody
your mom.
Stole your child.
No, but what if you were the child? That's somebody you love. You consider your mom. What if you found out your parents stole you, Envy?
In that situation, I'm like, well...
You don't want your mom to go to jail.
I wouldn't even want to know my biological parents. I wouldn't want that part of my life in my head already because my mom and dad already raised me. I don't want to go that way. It's already too late. It's too late. Like you said, it's too late. I'm not going to go back. I'm not going to go live with them now. It's over. It's a wrap.
No, she is back with them.
Damn. I don't know. Well, that's front page news. That's confusing. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad morning or a bad night. Whatever it may be, phone lines are wide open. 800-585-1051. Tell them why you're mad. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, good morning, yo. This is the mad rapper, son, for real.
I'm mad, and I stay mad. I stay angry. I stay heated. I stay pissed off.
Tell them why you're mad. Breakfast Club, let's go.
Hello, who's this?
Who's this? Frankie from Long Island.
Frankie, tell him why you mad, bro.
Yo, I'm so mad right now. I was on my way to work trying to, you know, roll up something. The cop flashed me. I dropped my last bag.
Yo, you got nervous as hell. You threw that bag quick.
Oh, come on.
Yo, that's all over the rug.
I ain't mad at you. You got a little nervous. That's
you
better
try to scrape that up.
Yo, nah, we don't do that.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is King Rico calling from... What, man?
What's up, bro? Tell him why you mad.
Man, I'm mad because, you know, I'm an up-and-coming artist, and I feel like my music is real good, but it's hard to get, you know, people to pay attention to me. So that's why I'm mad. I'm trying my hardest.
Go ahead. Let's hear something right now.
Oh, boy.
Man, everyone's paying attention.
Listen. I got my stuff on SoundCloud. It's been really
you better crazy. Lose yourself. Come on.
There we go. Here we go. I got stuff for y'all right now.
Go.
Here we go. I said, this is what y'all want to hear. Some real stuff.
Oh my gosh. Come on, man.
It's horrible. Hello, who's this? You got to be prepared.
Yo, check this out. So I moved to Atlanta back in 93 for Freaknik, and I got...
Wait, hold on. You moved back just for Freaknik?
No. I'm from Manhattan, but I moved to New York for Freaknik in 93.
Yeah, you moved to Atlanta just for Freaknik. Okay.
Just for Freaknik, yeah.
All right.
So I got this... I already had a girl at the time from Brooklyn. And so long story short... I got a kid born in Brooklyn. Kid born in Brooklyn, kid born in Atlanta. Atlanta's first. They're 4 months apart. One's, you know, she's December 3rd. The other one is March 31st.
Okay.
So one is, the oldest one in Atlanta is 23. And then the one in Brooklyn, she's 22.
Okay.
So why?
How old are you, sir?
50.
I'm 44.
Okay.
44.
I was close.
But I'm really 24. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm the culture.
No. You went to Freaknik in 93, but you're 50. Go ahead.
But check it. So this is the deal. This is why I'm mad. You, Envy, you got kids, so you know you want the best for your kids.
Correct.
Tell me why my daughter, 23 and 22, both of them got two kids already by these two knucklehead dudes.
They watched it. They learned that from their daddy. He was at Freaknik.
Absolutely. The dad wasn't in their life.
I was.
No, you wasn't.
No, I'm serious. I was. Not the one in Atlanta because the baby mother was real evil.
Right.
But the one in Brooklyn, I married her. You know what I'm saying? So we're married and we've been together.
So she was okay with you getting another girl pregnant at the same time as her?
Nah, she wasn't. She wasn't because she, you know, she was really... So, you know how you Brooklyn women are. You just independent. You know what I'm saying? So damn. I don't need you. Whatever. But, you know, we end up making it happen, you know, because, you know, that was like my soulmate.
Was you in your daughter's life real strong, or was you one of those military...
No, real strong.
But see, the thing is, I'm old school, so it's like, you don't get rewarded for not doing good in school. And the thing is, the kids that grow up in the suburbs, they look at the kids from the hood as their role models, because the kids in the hood can do what they want to do.
Sir, you have all kinds of warped thinking about a lot of different things.
I don't think that's true. My daughter, she's raised in the suburbs. She doesn't look at the kids in the hood like, oh my gosh, I idolize them because they could do what they want to do.
I hope they bring Freaknik back so you can move back to Atlanta again.
Yeah,
I hate Atlanta. Traffic's crazy.
You sound crazy.
Okay.
Well, sir, you have 4 grandkids. Your grandfather.
Yeah, man.
At 44.
At 44. You have a great morning, Granddad.
Thanks.
All righty, man. I really should have asked him what he did so I know not to do that. But there's no way in hell you should have 2 kids.
Who just moves because they want to go to Freaknik? Can't you just go there and go back home after?
That's why he got 4 grandkids and 2 kids. Goodness gracious. Tell him why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Car up. Well, you have to loosen the rim first. Then you lift the car up. Then you loosen it all the way, take off the wheel, and then put the wheel on. And then tighten it and put it down and tighten it completely.
I don't even have a spare tire anymore because we have rim flat tires.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, a lot of cars don't have. Well, you know why I don't change flats? Uber. I will leave the car right there and Uber my way where I have to go.
I don't like the concept of leaving my car anywhere. But I do know how to change a tire because my dad.
Oh, your dad
made me have to learn how to do it. And I have like one of the manuals. You know how they have the automatic ones that they do it real quick. I don't have one of those. It's like a manual. But now I don't need to do it anymore because now I have run flat tires.
Okay. Well, Trina will be joining us.
Trina.
Next hour. So we'll kick it with Trina.
She has that new song I like with Tory Lanez.
Yeah. So we'll kick it with Trina next hour. I miss Trina's music, man.
She has a song out right now. She put an EP out last month.
I mean, it took a long time. And no, her last album was 7 years ago.
But she has been putting out music.
Yeah.
And let's be real. Like, do people put out, like, full albums like that anymore? People put out EPs. They put out mixtapes.
But we'll ask Trina all about that next hour, all right? Mm-hmm. And also, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to talk about this Tupac movie. You'll be excited to know that they finally have a release date. We'll tell you what that is. And we'll talk about another movie that is in the works, another classic.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We are The Breakfast Club.
And let the record show, New York potholes suck. What's the point of paying all this money in taxes if the roads are going to look so terrible? We've been singing this song for at least 10 years.
Well, they say that
if you
get it fixed
and you send it in. Okay.
I've been hearing that, but I don't know how true that actually is.
Never have happened.
Did you try it?
No, I ain't got that kind of time.
Listen,
it's just like when you get a ticket. And you're like, I should fight. And you're like, I'm going to just pay.
I go fight my tickets. Let's be clear.
I ain't got that much time.
No, I go fight my tickets.
I ain't got that kind of time. I really don't. I got kids. I got a wife. Mm-hmm. I got jobs.
The last ticket I fought, I had to go in 3 times for it.
Yeah, I wasn't. You got a lot of time on your hands.
I definitely wouldn't.
I had to make a point, though, because a police officer pulled me over for no reason, and he was very rude. So I had to make sure that it was a statement that I had to make.
If I could take that pothole to court, I'd take him to court. Okay?
All right. Well, now let's get into the rumors. Let's talk Tupac.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the rumor report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, we've been waiting for this Tupac All Eyes on Me movie for a long time to come out. Shout out to the director, Benny Boom.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have a release date. It's going to be June 16th, which is Tupac's birthday. So Lionsgate has acquired the rights to that movie, and it will finally come out.
By the way, if Tupac was here and he was in charge of that movie would have been out already. Because Tupac releases so much music all the time when he wants to, in depth, out of depth. You'd have put that movie out already.
And this movie's been a long time in the works. They've been trying to get this movie done since 2011. So nice that it's finally ready to come out.
Right. It lives up to the hype.
I heard it's been pretty good. A lot of people have seen it already. And they're saying it's a great movie because they've been screening it since last year.
Right.
All right. In the meantime, White Men Can't Jump is also getting a remake, according to Kenya Barris, who is the creator of Black-ish. He's going to be teaming up with Blake Griffin. And
Blake
Ryan
Griffin
going to
be the white guy?
No.
Blake Griffin gonna play the Woody role?
No. I'm sure Blake Griffin playing the black guy.
White?
No.
Ain't Blake white? Blake Griffin white, ain't he?
He's half and half.
Yeah, he's half and half. He's mixed.
Half and half.
People had very mixed feelings about this movie being remade.
I don't even know if that's an accurate stereotype anymore.
What, that white man
can't
jump?
That white man can't jump.
Right. Wow.
Ain't Zach LaVine white? I can think of all these white dudes just jumping out the gym now. I don't know if that's an accurate stereotype anymore. White men can't jump.
And since we're talking about movies, Kim Kardashian has been out and about, and part of the reason is that she is going to be in a scene in Ocean's 8. So if you guys love that.
In Ocean's 8 about robbery?
Yes.
From people getting robbed?
Ironically enough, that's crazy. That scene she's going to be in does involve a jewelry heist.
Oh, okay. All right.
So they've been filming that at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and they're recreating a Met Gala scene, and there is some type of jewelry robbery.
She does know when she does stuff like that, that she leaves the door open for people to make jokes.
Absolutely.
Like, you can't get no sympathy when you are in a movie about getting robbed after you cried about being robbed.
Well, she wasn't going to pass up on this opportunity, I guess.
And,
I don't know.
And people are not going to pass up on these jokes and these memes they're going to make.
Right. They even said that they were surprised that she showed up for filming. Being that everything she just went through, how traumatized she was. But she was there.
Okay.
All right. And also, Plies ended up getting arrested for DUI. Now, just a couple of weeks ago, he had posted this video about drinking.
I ain't drinking no motherfucking more. I ain't. And to all my motherfucking friends who just sit there and just motherfucking let me get this motherfucking drunk, y'all ain't shit. Because y'all know when I get that motherfucking look at me, I don't know how to motherfucking hide. Y'all know that.
But he was arrested on suspicion of DUI, so I guess he didn't take the breathalyzer, wouldn't do any of those tests, so they arrest you. And he bonded out the same day.
I hope he had had his hat on. Drop on the clues bombs.
He didn't.
Before.
You didn't see the
No, man.
They don't let you wear a hat.
You can't wear the hat during
I hope he had a haircut. I hope he had a nice baldy. Oh, he good. He good.
Yeah, he good.
He got a fresh baldy.
He just was mad.
Listen, I swear to God, that's one of the reasons I try to keep a fresh baldy. That's
so if you get arrested,
in case you get arrested.
Man, you get arrested and get that
fresh baldy and clean underwear.
And you got that terrible hairline like me and Plies, and boy, you don't want that.
Mm-mm.
You do LeBron James. LeBron James don't want to get arrested.
His mugshot's not bad. He just could have smiled a little.
He fine. As long as he got a baldy, he good. Because I swear if he would have had just a little bit of hair, he'd have looked like RoboCop when he take his mask off.
Now, let me ask you this. They always tell me, right, if you get pulled over on suspicion of DUI, not to do the breathalyzer. Has anybody in here ever taken a breathalyzer?
First of all, you should never even get to that point. You shouldn't even be driving.
Yeah, but you might not even be drunk. Sometimes
I got pulled over. I had to take a breathalyzer. But I wasn't drinking, so I was fine
to
take it.
So they tell you not to, though.
If I had one drink, I wouldn't take it. There's no way in hell.
I've never been in that position.
Yeah, me neither. And I don't want to.
Because sometimes you haven't been drinking, and they're like, okay, we need to take a breathalyzer. And you're like, why? I haven't even been drinking.
I'll definitely take a breathalyzer if I haven't been drinking.
Yeah,
but sometimes those things aren't correct, too.
I hear that all the time.
You don't know anything. Anything could go wrong.
That's right.
And then you end up in jail, and you're like, I wasn't even drinking.
Well, if you take the breathalyzer, you're automatically getting arrested if you fail, and automatically they're taking your license.
By the way, I want to know that. Has anybody ever taken a breathalyzer and really, honestly, not the lie you tell the police, haven't been drinking at all and failed the breathalyzer test? That's what I've never heard that before.
Not me neither.
And then sometimes you could have had just one drink 3 hours ago and still failed the breathalyzer test and not be drunk at all. You just never know what could happen. So
just thank God Plies had a ball head.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, up next, Trina will be joining us.
Trina!
We'll kick it with Trina, so don't go anywhere. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Tory Lanez with Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Special guest in the building.
With her forever fine ass.
Trina.
Hi, guys. How are you?
You look beautiful this morning.
Thank you.
And you smell good.
Thank you.
And you're here looking like a today. Limited edition
Thank
cotton
you.
Candy. Like you can
limited
only get
edition.
It once a year somewhere.
Yeah, only once a year.
Man,
you know
beautiful.
How I do.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You all right?
I like seeing Trina, man. I like when Trina comes. She ain't been in a couple years.
It's been a long time, Trina.
It's been about 2 years.
I know.
Last time, I think, was around the time that F-Boy came out. That was my song, too. I think I tweeted about it.
Oh, okay.
I was like, F-Boy. That's my joint, F-Boy.
You know a lot of F-Boys?
Yes.
Yeah?
I mean, we all do.
Of course. What do you call an F-Boy, though?
Well, as Trina turns this interview around.
I just want to know, I want to know what y'all think, because, you know, my interpretation is different. So what is an F-boy to you?
I think that any somebody that's dishonest, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why you could call somebody an F-boy.
You dated one before?
Of course.
Damn, Trina, go ahead, Trina, go ahead.
I know
sure.
you have.
Oh, yeah, of course I have. I'm just saying, I just want to make sure, you know, I just want to make sure I'm not the only one, you know.
Okay. But that's the point, is that I think Trina speaks for a lot of women. You know, that could speak up and say, hey, this happened. And
you got to just be willing to admit it, though,
right.
You know?
Keep going,
some
Trina,
women
keep
don't like
them.
To admit that they've been, like, you know, in that situation of being dating an F-boy. You want to give everybody props.
But why women don't ever recognize the F-boy until after they done finished F-ing them a few times?
Because you don't know.
No, you know what? It's that you just hoping that it's really not. You just thinking that, okay, maybe one mistake or maybe one, but no, he's going to, he know he got, like, the prize. He's going to act right.
He's going to
still do F-boy. It's just... You
so
don't know
F4-ish
that.
What's F4-ish to you?
Cheating.
Well, I mean, that's one thing.
I mean, cheating is just, To me, I don't really condone cheating, because if you want to cheat, just be single.
Right.
And you could just bang all or whatever you want to do. Like, you don't have to cheat. Now I can do it, but I think when you are single, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You're not trying to bounce around from different people. But when you're with somebody, you might want to look or swerve, and that's not cool.
This is dishonesty that comes with cheating.
Dishonesty, just being lame, just doing stuff, or just not trying to, like, be a man. Like, you got a woman, make sure you, like, make sure she knows she's the one. Make her feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to hide the situation because you got 50 other chicks and you want to make downplay her. Like, that's an F-boy.
Right.
You know, you got to make her feel like she's that, and then nothing could break that.
Were the guys mad at you, though? Because I know as women, we were like,
that
it's
record
funny,
was hard.
It's all
I like
good.
That record.
Yeah,
that
it's
record
a dope
hard.
Record. But
I think guys just feel like I be exposing them. You know, like I be exposing the stuff that the girls that be at home, they don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really know your dude is an F-boy when you at home because you're not out there trying to figure it out. But it's mad girls out here like, he's so, and she, you know, she don't want to admit that she's in a relationship. You don't want to hear that. You don't want to know that.
Now, like, was that dude you swung on outside the club an F-boy?
No, it's not.
You
it's
swung
not
on that dude last
No,
year?
That's my family. That's like a guy. That's like
that's what family. That's what you do.
Yeah,
family?
That's like one of my queens. I call him my queens. But he was acting out. He was being disrespectful. I don't play that. Like, you a guy, you my guy. Like, when I say do something, when I say don't get into something with somebody else because I'm working, we out here, I'm doing a performance, I'm about to get ready to go on stage in like 15 minutes and you're about to get into a fight with somebody that's with me and I'm telling you to chill out, relax, and you're just like belligerent, acting crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't really get it when I say get you out the club and now you're outside acting a fool. I got to like check you because, you know, it's like I don't play that.
So you didn't want him to fight, so you fought him.
I just wanted him to get like control yourself.
Gotcha,
like, if
gotcha.
I got it under control, this person is not going to act out of character. I don't need you acting out of character. Mm-hmm. If I'm the person that could defuse the situation, you need to be listening to what I'm saying. Like, you're all over me going crazy.
Right.
And this is my job. I'm working. Like, we're not going to do that.
Right.
So and plus, you out here representing me.
Jesus
looking crazy.
Christ.
Yeah, like, because these my people. Like, you my fam. Don't act out of character. Because you are, this is a privilege for you to be here.
Gotcha.
You
Team
know what
Trina,
mean?
Y'all
like,
hear that? All y'all over there?
Everybody knows that. They know how I roll.
Now, is this going to be on Love & Hip Hop Miami? I heard you doing Love & Hip Hop Miami.
I heard,
gosh,
but you said you didn't want to do it.
Envy.
I heard that you doing it.
You heard?
I heard.
Well, I'll come back up here and tell you if I'm decided to do it.
Okay, so you're still in the process of figuring it out. It was supposed to be you and Trick Daddy. We was looking forward to seeing that.
I heard y'all already filming.
Yeah?
And you done smacked three people.
That's what I heard. I heard they
those are rumors. I did not smack anybody. I'm not filming, so do not believe the hype.
Okay.
When I come back up here, I'll be the person to confirm to you whether or not I'm doing anything.
No, would you Mona do something like that with your life exposed? Do you care about exposing your life like that? Because we don't really see that much of Trina.
I know. Here. Everybody says that. I'm like more private kind of. Because this we in this generation is so disrespectful and just reckless.
Yes, they are.
I didn't come up in that type of stuff. Like, you just have to know what's respect. Not everybody's just wilding out all over the place. There's no respect. It's too much. For me, my life is private, but it's cool. Mm-hmm. You know, I do normal stuff. I wake up, I cook. You know, I do stuff that every normal person would do. I mean, everything else besides that, like, that's already, you think that's already in the public, you already know. Besides that, you'll probably just get, if I was to do that, you'll see, like, the side of me that people would not think that that's me, you
like
know?
What?
Like what? I'd love that. To see you cooking breakfast in the morning.
Would you?
Yes.
He's a perv, though. He's thinking of you cooking breakfast naked or in booty shorts, I'm sure.
That's good to cook breakfast that way. Yeah. But, I mean, if I do that, you'll see that. You'll see those kind of things. Like, me just cooking, me being at home, me being submissive, me being with my friends, me just having, like, my girls. We, like, Sex in the City. We have regular conversations.
Submissive to who, Trina?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Submissive to who?
Submissive to who?
See where we are in this conversation?
Yeah,
this is how the F-boy thing starts.
Right.
Because the guys... No, because you know why? The guys are... They are infatuated with Trina, like, the baddest... That's what they're infatuated with.
No, I just don't see you being... You're
and
you
that's
single,
why because,
Trina.
Wait, listen to what I'm saying.
Because
okay.
No, she's
no,
single
hold
enough,
up. Let me... Hello, this is the life of Trina, the new show right
gotcha.
Here at The Breakfast Club.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, when I say submissive, meaning like in a relationship, I am the person that you're not going to be thinking I am.
Right.
I'm not really? The Trina that you heard on the record. I'm not the Trina that's on F-Boy. I am the Trina that's so great
you
that you're
nigga.
So much of an F-Boy, you mess it up.
Mm-hmm.
Because you came into it trying to play this game with the baddest chick.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I turn around and there's cooking, there's food, there's clothes wash, there's massages, there's this life that you're not expecting, you mess it all up.
So you turn into the baddest chick when a guy messes it up.
No, I'm already the baddest chick. That's just
she's
me.
Saying
that's
in a relationship.
Strong, when I'm saying yeah. in a relationship, though, mm-hmm. you really probably think I'm having like some chef standing over in the house cooking. I'm really the one that's cooking Caribbean dishes. Like, I'm really the one that's taking care of you. I'm really the one making sure yeah. your clothes is out, the shower's ran, like all that kind of stuff.
So there's nothing wrong with being submissive with your man when you're in love because
no.
y'all take care
you
of gotta, each other.
Of course, that's how you. That's mm-hmm. what you're supposed to do as a woman. You're supposed to be a woman, do a woman, do woman things.
Trina right. said Caribbean dishes. That means she know how to make a mean oxtail.
My family is from the islands, mm-hmm. Charlamagne. You know that. So I'm always cooking Caribbean. But that's the thing. So people don't know that. So you come in the beginning with this game and you come in with your game. I'm so much of a gamester. Mm-hmm. You can't run game on me. I came up around guys. I watched them do the craziest stuff. So I know how to think like a guy. I know how to watch. So when you're trying to play those games, I'm already all over you. So that's why every time I'm in a relationship, they always lose. Because you already have the wrong idea from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then I turn into Katrina, this person. And you're like all obsessed over this being, this thing that you see.
That they
and
have.
Then it's like, okay, I got to just mess up or get out of this because she is too great of a person for me to even stick around because I didn't come here for that.
All right, we got more with Trina when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Usher with Caught Up. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Trina in the building. Now, Charlamagne?
I'm surprised guys didn't ruin your thought of guys, though, growing up around dudes and seeing how grimy they can be. And
no, it just taught me how to be the woman that I am and how to deal with guys and not to be that person. And when you act a fool or a donkey, you stay. You go. Right. I don't care who it is. You got to go.
Absolutely. But what kind of guys do you like then? Because
I just like cool guys. I got guys that has respect, that knows how to treat a woman. Be nice, be romantic, be all into me. And just like, you know, just have a sense of humor. Just be cool. I don't like cornballs. don't try to impress me. You can't impress me with anything. Like anything you come in your mind, I can impress you. So don't do that.
But
like, let me put you
to
rest.
That's me.
You're not a regular girl. You a guy. You a girl that guys have idolized.
We're not dating, but I mean, if you were taking me on a date or something, what would be your like?
No, this is all wrong.
Oh, this is all wrong.
This is gonna be terrible.
Okay, so if you were trying
to, Trina, he's gonna make you pay for him if he takes you on a date.
I think it's disrespectful to like, you know, let somebody. If you got more money than me, then you should handle the bill.
It's not about who got more money.
I think it's disrespectful in your pockets for me to act like I want to pay.
Oh my God! See
that's
what I'm
disrespectful.
Saying? So that's not
disrespectful.
So what would you do?
What would be your approach? Like, how would you like? What would be your thing? Would it be dinner? Would it be a movies? Would it be like?
Yeah,
are you a
I'm
cook?
Regular.
You
I'm
a cook?
Regular,
do you
yeah.
go to the massage parlor? Like, what
I
do you
love
do?
To go to massage envy.
You like
you
to talk? Like I said, I'm
you're telling him.
Trina,
you're telling him what he's going
to
do. Let him tell
you.
So tell me, what would you do?
We'll go to massage envy.
You can't take a massage.
I don't
you know
like massage
saying?
Envy.
Why not? You don't like massage envy.
I mean, I'm just not a massage.
That's the problem with you right there, envy. Trina. Your standard's too high. I might be the guy.
Envy too
I know what I bring to the table, though. So that's why. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So I'm trying to figure out what you're gonna bring.
So
to
you
the
want
table.
Me to go broke taking these
jumps?
I don't
want
you
to go broke. I want you to serenade me. I want to see what you're gonna offer. What are you doing?
I just offered you massage envy, and you just shit all over my gift certificate. So now,
but do you know how to massage? Why don't you give a personal massage?
Not on the first date, though. Not on the first date.
Not first date. Okay. I'm saying if you're if your first thing was I want to date Trina. Yeah. What would you do?
I would go out to dinner because I think dinner is the best place to have a conversation.
Okay, and then you we'll conversate. What do you want to talk about?
Whatever's going on in the world. I'd like to get to know you and get to know you know who you are.
Okay.
You know?
What about me? Not Trina, because you heard me on the TV. You saw my record. You saw a video. Not that. What do you want to know about me?
Just what do you like to do in your regular everyday life? Like
okay.
What are you
happy?
Into?
What makes me sad?
There
what
you
do
go.
I like?
There you go. Do you like
do
your
I
ass?
Get married? Do I want
yeah.
what? Do what?
Nothing.
That's
listen,
not what you asked on the first
what?
Day. Do you like your eating?
What?
That's
what?
Not on the
what
first
did you say?
Day.
No,
we say could, what you said, Charlamagne.
We could have a nice ass conversation. Cause,
but not
because,
on the first
no,
day of when we're going to eat dinner.
No, but what if it came out? What if it was around the time when Jhené Aiko's song was popping? The booty like groceries. That's a good
oh,
conversation starter.
Okay.
Yeah, to break
okay,
the ice.
Okay, okay.
You know what I mean? Break the
okay.
ice. Make you giggle. Make you giggle a little bit.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
And from that conversation, then what? So the date ends. We get ready to leave. We eat dinner. You had a great conversation. I did too. So now what?
I'm going to drop you off home. I'm not even going to try to hit. Because if I try to hit on the first date, you'd be like, oh, see, what I'm going
to
do is...
What's trying to hit? Explain.
I'm going
to
ask you to come back to the crib.
No.
Or can I come to your house? I'm not even going to do
what,
that.
Though?
Because I want to smash. But I'm not even going to do that. What I'm going to do is we're going to eat dinner, then I'm going to drop you off home, and you're going to be like, wow, he ain't even trying to
when
hit.
The F-boy came in, you saw that? I'm going to try to smash. Like, you pay attention. Okay, so after that, what? Do you text me after?
Of course.
Do you call me?
Of course. You know why? Because I ain't hit yet.
Okay.
So I done paid for dinner, so I got to make sure that I invest in on that pom-pom later. That was a down payment.
Okay.
Trina, you know
you would not hit. That would be your answer of not hitting.
You know that's what all guys are doing.
But that's lame, though, to me. That's why I'm not on that.
But every time a guy takes you to dinner, every time he flies you out somewhere, you know what he's trying to do.
No, guys don't fly me out. I don't need you to fly me out, baby. Let's be very clear about the flying me out part. Flying out is like almost soliciting. It's like prostitution.
True, indeed.
I can fly myself to wherever I need to be. And realistically, I prefer to eat in instead of out sometimes, so...
So you want me to hire
a
chef?
I like to cook.
What if I don't got chef? Oh, you want me to cook?
I cook for you.
Okay. That's
but not for you, because you already exposed yourself. That's your plan. So you can't even, see, we already started off wrong. So I'm just trying to explain to you guys why the relationship never is that.
Do you take into consideration, though, that guys might be intimidated? Because you said, what would you do to impress me? They might be thinking
not
to themselves.
Not impress me. What would you do to make me feel like...
I'd send you
what
books.
Would you do to make me feel books. Like this day that you met me and we're talking that we should go another day? I can tell in the first conversation, whether it's a text or a phone call, if I want to talk to you tomorrow.
What are some indications that make you say, okay, I actually like him? Like, let's talk about the last time you felt that way. What made you feel that way?
Just in a conversation, and just the conversation just was a conversation, and it just start being, it's not about you working, it's not about what you're doing, where you're going, it's about just, like, we're just talking about fun stuff.
Regular things.
Not even I want to see you, I'm just talking fun, so now you got
Trina.
My attention.
Does Trina do fun stuff? You say you like to eat.
I do
everything.
Fun stuff.
What fun do you do?
I like to go to the beach. I like to
go. You live in Miami. That's not fat at the beach.
But that's right, fun. I like to do a lot of stuff. I like to go to the zoo. I like to do...
the zoo?
Well, it's not a zoo. It's like the lion safari. So when you sit in the car, you drive through, you see all the animals. It's like one of those kind of things. I like that.
You drive to Louis.
I like to... I like to just do relaxing stuff. Like, I'm just a person. Like, I just love to, like, just chill out and relax. Like,
go to
fun.
The spa.
I love the spa. I go
Me
to the too. Spa a lot. I mean, that's a relaxing thing, like getting massages.
That's not a couple. You gotta get massages.
You do couples. You get couple massages.
You don't talk during
the massages.
You fall asleep when you wake up. You get a scrub. You talk then. You talk about a pool. You talk while you're just sitting and chilling in the cabana. Mm-hmm. It's fun. Like, you just getting to know this person that you're around. That's fun stuff.
What's the last good date you had, though? Like, what happened on your last date that you were like...
Trina mad about her last date. That's why she in here with all of this.
Well, I am so not mad. One thing about Trina, I am so unangered and so unbitter and so unbroken. Like, I'm not... I don't... Nothing that happens, like, it sticks on me.
It's a guy on your mind this
morning. I'm always forgiven. No, baby.
You sure?
I'm not...
Get a bad text this
morning? I believe her, because you never... Trina don't never blast nobody.
I don't have to blast you because it's like... Because you feel that your own self. Like, I'm not a person that needs to bless you. That's the whole thing about my life and why is that secret nobody really understands. How do you have this relationship or this and it just doesn't work out? Or what's going on? Are you a bad person? Are you this? Or why these guys don't stay? Or why? No, I dismiss you. Or you have to go because I'm not going to be disrespected. I'm not going to stick around and play this game with you. I'm not going to stick around and wait for you to get it together and run
Who
around with 50.
Who are you talking to? You're talking to somebody this morning,
Trina. I'm talking about guys,
okay.
Just period. Like, Trina's like little relationship.
So you still single, boo?
I'm happy. I'm very happy.
Oh. So you got a man. You got somebody?
Charlamagne, I'm not talking to you right now. I'm very happy. One thing about me, I am not the person that wanted to ever, like, out of any situation, be like, oh, my God, I'm so hurt and broken. I don't never want to talk to a guy again.
Right.
I don't look at nobody the same.
I don't want to ever talk to that guy again.
No, we're not talking to that guy. Any guy that's before.
But there'll be somebody else. Great.
Of course.
What about a regular guy? Can you talk to a regular guy?
No, she ain't going to date nobody. What's a regular guy? Somebody take you to massage envy.
What's a regular guy?
Somebody take you to Chili's.
That's not in the industry. That's not in the industry.
I'm very happy. Not in the industry. Very happy. That's a regular guy.
Have you done that before?
Mm-hmm.
And has it worked out well? Because it's hard for them because
they don't know your
schedule.
It's working out great.
Oh, okay. So
if a guy sent you an Uber to meet him at TGI Fridays.
I don't eat TGI Fridays.
See what I'm saying?
I just don't eat it. I don't like the food.
Okay.
I just don't. I like seafood. I mean, I'm a seafood eater. I like Caribbean food. I don't really like... a lot of fast food. I just don't eat it.
Finger licking. Send you an Uber.
I like finger licking, little lobster bites, stuff like that.
All right.
Mm-hmm. You just have to know her.
You have to see the things you miss.
I like to eat.
You could go pick me up finger licking and come back. That's good. That's better than you trying to take me out to Prime 112 to try to impress me.
There you go.
And I'm not impressed.
All right, we got more with Trina coming up in minutes. Let's get into a Trina mini mix. Let me know what you want to hear at DJ Envy. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Black label like I'm BMI. Trina mini mix. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have Trina in the building. Now, let's talk your new album.
It's fun. It's vulnerable. It's sexy. It's raw. Like, it's just different. I work with Rico Love a lot on the album, so it's more like, it's just a bigger, like, evolution.
More musical, right.
Yeah.
Did you record it in Miami?
Yeah, recorded in Miami.
Some people feel like they can't be at home, you know.
Really?
Yeah, some people feel like, okay, I got to travel, get away from everybody. But you're fine with being in the midst of it
Yeah,
all.
I just kind of get into a zone and just lock out. Like, I've been back and forth. If I'm out of that mood or that zone, I go off it and I come back. That's why it took a minute for me to finish the album. But I'm happy it did, because before it wasn't complete. Now I feel complete. Now I feel it's really 6 albums. It's worth it.
Do you still love the rap game? Because you're always putting out music.
Always putting out music?
Yeah, do you still love it?
I love what I do. I love the fans. I love, like, performing. I love the entertainment. I don't like a lot of the new, this social media, this stuff. I don't like a lot of that. Yeah. I don't like a lot of just the people that just don't respect
the trolls.
Like, yeah, I don't like that. I'm not, because my mouth is so reckless. I try to, like, stay in control. You'll see me every day on the Breakfast Club, like, going in. I have to, so
it's
I don't like.
It's going to get worse when you do Love & Hip Hop
Miami. Oh, my gosh.
I've been detoxing from social media, so I understand.
You do?
Yeah, I try to
when?
Take. I wasn't on it all day yesterday, but you ain't even noticed.
I thought it was because the Cowboys. I did. I thought it was because the Cowboys lost.
No, I just did. Sometimes, I just feel like you got to unplug sometimes. Like, I read this book called From the Internet to the Internet, and it's talking about disconnecting from technology to, like, reconnect with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Now I noticed, because once the Cowboys lost, I was like, is Charlamagne going to put up anything at all?
Nah, you just get tired of hearing, like, BS all day. There's always somebody that you can open your timeline that's going to tell you how terrible a person you are, why your life sucks.
Yeah.
That's your timeline.
I'm sure you get a lot of that.
I don't even pay attention to it, honestly. I just get tired of just seeing so much of
negativity.
It's not even about me. It's just about everybody. Yeah. I just say, like, golly, do we have kids or husband, wives? Like, is it anything better to do? Like, people are making so much money. Would you go on a vacation? Do something that's more constructive.
Word.
That's just what I'm saying. Like, there's a lot of people that don't have this life and is able to be in all this type of luxury. And then when you're an artist and you work so hard to get here, I just don't see how you could just get... It's a distraction. Mm-hmm. You know, like, if I'm promoting my record and I get up and I'm looking at this one fighting, this one shooting. I just be all like, oh my gosh, I don't even want to be entertaining with it.
What was the record like with Wayne? What's that record about?
The record with Wayne is... it's like a back and forth record with me and Wayne. It's one of those kind of records.
Did you get a lot off your chest? Did you say everything you wanted to say to him in that record, Trina?
I believe I did. It's not a record like... It's a fun record.
Gotcha.
He got off his chest what he wanted to say.
Does he show any regret for how he did
No, it's no... He didn't do nothing. Let's get this very clear. Let's just... Wayne is a very great person.
Okay.
Wayne never did anything wrong to me. The thing is, when I dated Wayne, which was so many years ago, we were just real young. Wayne was real young. I was real young. And a part of it, I felt like, I don't even know what I'm doing, and I know you don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you're such a great person. Like, we're friends. This is, like, us being, like, this music. My album's out. Your album's out. You're all over the place. You're big. I'm big. I'm young. You're young. But you're younger than me. And, like, it's crazy. I don't want this to be messed up. I don't want us to be messed up. You're young. Young means, like, insecure. Mm-hmm. Means, like, so many people like you, so I'm just a little worried. Like, it was just one of those situations. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't a cheating thing. It wasn't nothing like that. It was just... us being young and not mature to like in a full relationship. Like, this is a whole, like, we need to make this work. I don't think that this is gonna last because both of us are way too young and immature.
You think you're scared to get married?
No. A little bit I was at first after I thought I was gonna get married, and then I didn't. I just kind of was thinking, I don't know if I want that, because then I have married friends that are married and unhappy.
Yes.
Then I have married friends that are, one is going through a divorce. It's horrible, and I'm understanding, how could you love somebody so much, but you guys are like, now I hate you to death kind of thing, you know? I have a married friend that's, her husband cheated, and they went through this whole thing, but she's working it out, and I support her because
her reasons,
and that's just what I do. And then my friend that's husband is no good, and she's leaving him. I don't care. Like, I'm all with that. So for me, when I get married,
happily married friends.
I have happily married friends. I'm saying, I have someone that's happily married. It's like, okay, I envy you for this happily marriage. I envy you. I want to say, if I get married, I want this. I want us to be. I don't want to get divorced.
Right.
So, and with that, you have to understand the terms. Like, if something go wrong, are you sticking? Are you staying? Are you going to make this work? Are you here? Or through death do us part.
Because nobody gets married intending to get divorced one day. You think it's going to last forever, I would hope.
But sometimes look what happens. And then you see some of the biggest marriages go crumbling down. And you're like, how did this happen? And, you know?
And then you have to think the business side, like protecting yourself, protecting your money, protecting everything you've worked for.
Yeah, and that's another thing. It's almost like thinking, like, you don't want to marry somebody. You're thinking, like, okay, with the side eye, is he going to run off with my money, or is she going to run off with... Like, you really get married because I love this person. We're starting a family. This is a beautiful person. If you have a kid, this is the mother or the father of my kid. Like, we have to work.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I see it come crumbling down. But I have some great friends that are in great marriages, even if the marriage isn't also perfect.
Right.
And the guy has done some things.
Perfect.
You know, so I'm all open for, like, you know, I want to get married.
I'm all about Monopoly right now. So, like, me, my wife, and my kids are not speaking right now.
I love your wife and your kids and you as a matter
of fact. But we're not talking right now because of Monopoly. The Monopoly went too far.
Oh, my God.
Have you thought about your dream wedding a lot?
I'm just like, I just want to be married and happy. Dream wedding, I always had this fantasy of this beautiful, beautiful wedding because I went to... Actually, I went to Lisa Ray's wedding, and it was the most beautiful wedding I ever seen in my life. And I thought it was the biggest fairy tale.
That didn't end well.
I'm just saying, like, when I saw that, I really was like, wow, I just want to be married. I just want to have my husband. I want my family. Like, I thought that because it was so beautiful.
But then maybe you might be like, I just want to get married and elope.
I just want to get married, and it's private, and the tent is up, and nobody's there, and it's just me and the person that I love and the people that are around me, because those are the really only people that want to see you marry anyway. On an island where my family's from. On an island privately, though. Not no. I'm just saying private for my family. I don't care if it's 50 people. Just for the people that really want us to work, not for everybody else that, oh, my God, it looks good. The dress look good. Oh, she did. Oh, her hair was done. Oh, not for that. Just for the people that really, like, I'm so happy for you finally. Like that.
Now, real quick, back to the record with Wayne. Did y'all have a conversation about y'all relationship prior? Or was that record the first time y'all ever addressed each other in that, like that?
No, we didn't have a conversation. I just hit him up, like, I want you to get on this record. Gotcha. And then that was it. He sent the record back, like, on my birthday. It was just crazy, and I just got it back, and I was like, whoa. But the record is very explosive, and what I'm saying, it triggered him to say what he's saying, and he's very cocky already.
Gotcha.
So he came, but it's a dope record. It's a fun, good record, and...
Now that y'all older, you think y'all could be back together?
No, Wayne is a great person. Like, he's my friend. I don't want to go back.
Could you date a dude with 18 kids?
18 kids? Where did that come from?
He got as many kids as Wayne. He got a lot of kids.
He's just a great person. He's a good father, so, I mean, I don't know. It's not even about that. I don't know with the kids thing with guys, because that sometimes a guy with kids have that baby mama drama issue is a lot. I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the person that was like, oh, don't have my kids around her. But that was the ex, and I was just like, you know, so I don't know.
All right.
We appreciate you for coming through and being so honest.
I appreciate you guys.
I love Trina, but it's just like one day Trina's going to come here. And
I'm going to be one day here happily married with my ring collapsed in your face. Like.
That's all I want for Trina. Like, why? I swear to God, that's all I want for Trina. I think you're a great woman.
Thank you.
I think you're beautiful. I think you're smart. You're fun.
But the fact is you can't settle just because other people want you to.
No, because I'm the one that got to live with that and deal with that. And I was in a real situation. I was really broken and really hurt. And I still had to deal with the industry and work and deal with it every single day. And no matter how many people told me, whatever, you were not there. You didn't have to deal with it. You were not there to pick me up to keep moving. So I just, it's not fair. It's not worth it. And you're still right now, when I look at you today, being a donkey and a clown, still unhappy, not settled. So I'm just looking like,
who the guy?
I dodged the bullet. Yeah.
Who is this
It doesn't even matter.
I need to give him
the way she keeps saying donkey. I feel like I know.
No, it's further.
Please, whoever the guy is, but you clearly might need some attention. So go ahead and tweet
Trina
that Trina
said,
was talking
Trina
about
said
you on the
she
Breakfast
is
Club.
Happy right now, and that is
I'm
the main
happy.
Thing. She's
What's
happy.
The name of the album?
Hurt.
You don't know the name of the album?
Hurt.
It's not called. My album is not today. Did he say Hurt?
I had to hold up.
No, hold up. It's so great. It's just a great body of work. It's not no depressing shit.
We ain't got a name yet.
Neil said announce it. Neil just said announce it.
Oh, no. Because I have to come. You know, when I come back, I'm going to hit him with the juice. Right now, I'm just being nice.
It's called the juice?
No, I am the juice, Angela. Don't get it twisted. Trust me.
All
I'm
right.
saying I'm going to hit you with the juice.
Okay. You know?
Is it a provocative title?
No. See what I'm saying? We're back on the F-boy thing again. It's not provocative. It's great. It means something. It's purposeful.
I told you I know some F-boys now.
You told me you saw it? Goodness gracious. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Trina. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Just me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Steve Harvey.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, it's been almost 2 weeks since Steve Harvey made a joke on his Steve Harvey show. He was making fun of a book that was called How to Date a White Woman, A Practical Guide for Asian Men. And here is how those jokes went.
How to Date a White Woman, A Practical Guide for Asian Men. That's one page, too. Excuse me. Do you like Asian men? No. Thank you. How to Date a Black Woman, A Practical Guide to Asian Men. Same thing. It's the same thing. You like Asian men? I don't even like Chinese food, boy.
All right. I didn't get it. What happened?
Well, some people were upset by these stereotypes of Asian men, saying that nobody likes Asian men. And in response to that, Eddie Huang, who is an author and he owns a restaurant in New York, he blasted Steve Harvey in a piece for the New York Times. He said, every Asian American man knows what the dominant culture has to say about us. We count good. We bow well. We are technologically proficient. We're naturally subordinate. Our male anatomy is the size of a thumb drive. And we could never in a thousand millenniums be a threat to steal your girl. He said Steve Harvey speaks openly about issues facing the black community. He's a man of God, and he has a huge platform to speak from for his own personal profit. He's willing to perpetuate the emasculation of Asian men, regardless of how hypocritical it is.
By the way, Eddie can steal somebody's girl. Eddie's the creator of Fresh Off the Boat. Drop on a
Fresh Off the Boat, that's right.
For my guy, Eddie.
Now, Steve Harvey has apologized since then. He posted an apology. He said, I offer my humblest apology for offending anyone, particularly those in the Asian community last week. It was not my intention, and the humor was not meant with any malice or disrespect whatsoever.
Yeah, I didn't hear it. I heard it, but I wasn't aware of those stereotypes, so I didn't know.
Well, that's what the whole entire joke was about, all the stereotypes of women not liking Asian men having small penises, things
your
like that.
Your mom's black and your father's Asian.
Yeah, my dad's Asian.
Yeah, so I can only deal with what I know. So to me, when I hear something like that, I'm like, well, that's not true.
But I have to say, I don't know
Angela Yee's mom and dad.
Yeah, but that's not a very common mix. I don't know anybody else who has an Asian father and a black mom. I don't personally know anybody else.
I know a whole bunch.
I know the other way around. I know people who have a black father and an Asian mom, but I don't know any the other way around. Personally, you know a lot?
Gia's whole side of her family, you know, is Asian and Jamaican, or from both sides.
Right, but I'm talking about with the Asian men.
It's both sides, all the way around.
I know that food fire, though.
When the mom cooks?
What?
Yeah, absolutely.
Bye, come on, man.
Absolutely.
Jamaican and Asian? Mm-hmm. Whoa, that's a fusion.
All right, Lamar Odom, he is very grateful, he said, to Khloe Kardashian. He was on The Doctors talking about his battle with drugs and going to rehab for 30 days. And here's what he has to say about Khloe Kardashian now.
Going forward, when you look at your life ahead of you, what are you looking forward to?
Honestly, I want my wife back. To my family and to Khloe, I just want to tell them that I'm sorry for all that wasted time and wasted energy that, in my addiction, I didn't know who I was.
Somebody has to tell him that she hasn't moved on. I know it's hard. He's been through a lot, but she has a new boyfriend now.
Hey, he's still shooting his shot,
Tristan Thompson.
He was smoking crack through all of that, okay? He don't know about French. He don't know about Tristan. He just getting out that crackhead.
James Harden.
He just getting out that crackhead. He didn't know that his girl is one of the most sought-after free agent power forwards in the league. Khloe Kardashian averaging 9 points, 8 rebounds a game. Just can't find a team to commit.
All right,
that's it.
You're a jerk.
Well, Donald Trump, his inauguration committee is now going to keep names of people performing a secret because they see what happens. They release a name of somebody performing, then everybody goes
they
after them,
that from
and that person pulls out.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I got an idea. Everybody performing at Trump's inauguration should just do it in white hoods. So we don't got to see your faces. Just pull the white hoods out your closet.
All right. Well, the committee is now trying to keep everything a secret. And speaking of Donald Trump, Slim Jimmy from Ray Shurmur said that they want to start this whole challenge to impeach Donald Trump. Check out what he had to say.
We need to get Donald Trump the fuck out of the office. Look, I'm over here. We in Paris. They don't even like him over here. You know what I'm saying? He's crazy. He need to stay off Twitter. You're not a celebrity. You are a fucking president. You know how all of us in America, we came together and we did the mannequin challenge. Now we need to come together and do the impeach Donald Trump challenge.
I don't think American citizens can impeach presidents. I mean, don't quote me on that because I'm dumb. But, you know, I don't think we can impeach presidents.
If he messes up, we can get impeached.
But American citizens can't do it. Like, we can't come together and collectively impeach Donald Trump. It's not a citizen's arrest.
You can't overthrow the
government. Citizens impeach.
No, you can't.
Citizens impeach.
Can't do a citizen's arrest.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, I needed this because I drove into work this morning, hit a pothole, had a flat tire, so I was a little bit frustrated when I came into work. But then my producer showed me this, and it just, like brightened up my day a little bit. Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, January 18th goes to Betsy DeVoe. I promise you every day I come to work, I say to myself, I really hope I don't have to give Donald Trump or anybody in his administration Donkey of the Day because I honestly get tired of doing it because it depresses me. Simply because I'm an American, and who's in the White House is a reflection of our country, and this administration hasn't even started yet, and thus far, they have been pretty embarrassing, okay? And yet another embarrassing moment, Betsy DeVoe, Donald Trump's pick for education secretary, was grilled at her confirmation hearing on Tuesday. She was asked a question that was supposed to demonstrate a basic understanding of education policy, but it's hard to understand these things if you don't even know what certain words mean. Now, I'm going to tell you two words, okay? Proficiency, all right? Definition, a high degree of competence or skill. Expertise. Growth. Definition, the process of increasing in physical size. You know, like when you're horny and your penis grows, okay? Mm. Senator Al Franken asked DeVoe to explain her thinking on whether test scores should be used to measure students' proficiency or their growth. Let me reiterate before I play you all this clip. This is Donald Trump's nominee for education secretary being asked to explain her thinking on whether test scores should be used to measure students' proficiency or their growth. Let's hear it.
And I would like your views on the relative advantage of measuring, doing assessments and using them to measure proficiency or to measure growth.
I think if I'm understanding your question correctly around proficiency, I would also correlate it to competency and mastery, so that each student is measured according to the advancement that they're making in each subject area.
Well, that's growth. That's not proficiency. So in other words, the growth they're making is in growth. The proficiency is an arbitrary standard.
If they've reached a level, the proficiency is if they've reached a third grade level for reading, et cetera.
I'm talking about the debate between proficiency and growth.
Yes.
And what your thoughts are on them.
Well, I was just asking to clarify then.
Well, this is a subject that has been debated in the education community for years.
Mm-mm-mm. You remember in school when you used to pretend to think hard because the teacher was looking at you?
Mm-hmm.
Like the teacher would ask a question and you have no idea what she was talking about, but you put that thinking hard look on your face like you're trying to figure it out in your head, but you're really clueless?
Yes.
Well, that's what it sounds like when you actually attempt to answer the teacher's question knowing damn well you don't have a clue, okay? Look, if you don't know, don't pretend to. If you don't know, ask questions until you're absolutely clear on what somebody is talking to you about. What you don't know is never the problem. What you're unwilling to learn is the problem. But if you are the presidential nominee for education secretary, you should know the basics, right? Some donkey today is just selling themselves. Please give Betsy DeVoe some of the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones, please.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Hee-haw.
All bad. All bad.
So not very promising?
No.
Okay.
All right. All right, well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's get to Ask Ye. Slow motion for me. That was Juvenile with Slow Motion. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Ye. You got a question for Ye, 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Tia.
Hey, Tia. What's your question for you?
Hello, Tia.
Hi. So my question is, I had a guy that I met offline, and things were going great. Everything was perfect.
Wait, you met him in an online dating site or something? App?
Match.
Oh, you met him on Match.com. Okay, shout out to Match.com.
Uh-huh. And, you know, we were talking, and everything was going great. We were dating. And so after a while, he was like, you know, hey, I just think we should take a dial back and let's be friends, and I want to, like, date other people. So what should I do? Like, should I just let it go? See where it goes? He said he doesn't want to rush into a relationship. He wants to take his time, and what should I do?
Well, Tia, there's not much you can do. He just said he doesn't want to be in a relationship. What are your options?
Guess I don't have any, huh?
Yeah. I mean, you can't force him to be in a relationship with you, so apparently he's
right.
On Match.com.
Well, I don't want to force him. I'm like, should I just wait, you know, wait for him to...
No, you should not wait for him. He already told you he wants to date other people. So you think that the right thing for you to do would be to just sit around and hope that he comes back and decides to stop dating other people?
I guess.
You should thank him for being honest. Say, thank you, I appreciate your honesty, because he could have just did that and not said anything to you about it. And then you should say, you know what, I'm going to go on ahead and date other people, too, until I find somebody that's ready for what I'm ready for. And apparently it's
not
him.
Which is what I have been doing. So I just want to see, you know, other people's opinions.
And Tia, this doesn't mean that later on down the line he's not going to realize that he wants to be with you or something like that. He may or he may not. But in the meantime, don't stop your blessings from coming in.
Thank you,
Yee.
I appreciate it.
It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. What line you want to go to, Yee?
Let's do caller 3.
Hello, who's this?
Yes, this is Keisha from Columbia, South Carolina.
803, hey, what's happening?
What up, Keisha?
What's your question for Yee?
My question is me and my kid's father, we're not together, but his current girlfriend he's with has an issue with me and his friendship. How can I fix that so there won't be so much drama between us?
Okay, so what does she exactly have an issue with? Because obviously you guys have to communicate with each other. You have a child together. How old is your child?
Right. We have 4 kids together.
Oh, 4 kids?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
For a perfect example, my daughter got sick. I called him 8:00 at night, and I needed him. I was taking her to the hospital. She can't go to daycare the next day. I needed him to keep her. So it was like, when I called him, he was like, well, why are you calling so late? I'm like, it's only 8:00 at night. She feels like I call at bad times. She feel like me calling 8:00 at night is not appropriate. But in my eyes, I got 4 kids with you. I can call you 2:00 in the morning and call. You know what I'm
You're
saying?
Right.
Right. And I'm going to say this. So what are you supposed to do? Tell your daughter when to get sick so that you don't inconvenience him?
Right.
I mean, that's crazy. But I tell you this, that's his responsibility. He needs to be the person to check that. He needs to let her know, I have 4 children. She doesn't call me for anything personal. What she's calling me for has to deal with my kids. And if you have an issue with that, then you're not the person for me. So apparently he's letting her feel like it's okay for her to do that. He's even telling you, why would you call me so late?
Right. And that's what caused me and him to argue.
So forget about whatever issues that she has with you or whatever. It sounds like the real issue you have is with him.
Right.
And with him not handling his responsibility, a lot of times as women, we get mad at the other woman, whatever. It sounds like he's not the person that's being clear and setting those boundaries with his girlfriend and letting her know what takes priority in his life. If his kids are sick, that should take priority over anything. And I'm sure she's sitting right there when he's speaking to you. So what's the problem?
That's probably why he argues, to make her feel that, I guess. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, no.
All right, well, listen, you're not going to stop calling him when things go wrong with your kids, so she's either going to have to deal with it or get on.
You're right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Good luck, Mama. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, you could call at any time. Give him the email, Yee.
You can also email me at helpmeyee@gmail.com. I was actually answering a lot of questions yesterday that come in through the emails.
Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors.
I'm tired of.
Okay.
You like it.
Let's get to Soulja Boy the rumors.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it.
Yes, well, what is going to happen with this Soulja Boy and Chris Brown fight? What we do know is there's a lot of music coming out, and as we told you before, Mike Tyson himself has jumped into the midst of this. According to his producer, Damon Elliott, he's going to be actually putting out a lot more music and a compilation. He said, we're going to put more singles out there.
Oh, God.
He said, I sold 150 million albums and got a Grammy and been nominated 7 times. Mike is coming for real, and I'm happy about it. Now, we told you about this before. Mike Tyson put out this Soulja Boy diss song, If You Show Up. If you missed it, here it is.
If you show up, it's going down. I'm going to teach him how to knock your ass out. Soulja Boy is talking shit on Instagram.
Oh, boy.
But social media don't make a fucking man. Everybody talks behind the keys. I'm a sting like a venereal disease.
Whoa.
Fucking with my clip. Going down. I'm Mike Tyson, and you're gonna feel the wrath. I'm the god of the ring, greatest around.
Soldier boy, you can't fuck with Chris Brown.
He's gonna sting like a venereal disease. First of all, they don't even use venereal disease anymore. It's a STI.
The world is weird, bro. You got artists fighting and Mike Tyson making music. The world is weird, bro.
It is.
Like, really weird.
Right. Well, Soulja Boy, in the meantime, is doing interviews, and he was talking to Hypebeast about the upcoming fight. And here's what he has to say.
I created the internet. You talking about? This one on Snapchat, Instagram, YouTube, none of that shit. I was the first rapper with a YouTube page. No rapper had a video on YouTube before me. Ask YouTube. They told me this personally. Everybody in the rap game should be thanking me, motherfucker. Because if it weren't for me, none of y'all would exist right now. I'm the leader of the new school. I'm the leader of the internet. I'm the leader of all that shit. I'm going to demand my respect.
I think what he meant is the use of the internet. Not he invented the internet. He invented
YouTube
probably,
told him he did.
He probably invented people using the internet to, like, you know,
he's
push their product.
He's also swaggier than Kanye, in case you didn't know. Here's what he said about Kanye West.
They say I got the most swag in the rap game, though. Like, I don't really see nobody that be fresher than me, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know they be on Kanye d- and shit, but, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I got more swag than everybody, though. You feel me? So, because I'm younger. He old.
I've been telling y'all this for 6 years, man. Swag is just a way for a man to call another man sexy.
Turn my swag
without
on.
Without feeling gay about it. Okay, so
that
what
word swag ain't going nowhere, huh?
What he's really saying is I'm the sexiest person in the rap game. Kanye West is not as sexy as me. That's what he's trying to say.
There you go.
All right, and shout out to Issa Rae. She actually has a brand new YouTube series that she's executive producing with Jussie Smollett.
Drop on the clues bombs for Issa Rae, damn it.
Yes, it's called Giants, and it's about three millennials determined to live life on their own terms, no matter the cost, regardless of race. These characters' experiences are relatable to almost anyone because they learn the hard way that when life kicks your ass, you either lie down or fight back.
I love the fact that even though Issa Rae has a hit television show on HBO that she executive produces, she went right back to YouTube with something.
Right, and with Jussie Smollett. I really like him, too.
Yes, because her show evolved from YouTube with her awkward black girl web series.
Well, Giants is going to debut on Wednesday, January 25th on YouTube. So let's make sure we support and check that out. And by the way, I've been watching the New Edition miniseries that's going to be coming out on BET. I know that comes out on the 24th, right?
It's amazing so
far. It's so good. If you listen,
I keep hearing that.
We're going to be at home. I know already. I watched only the first two so far. But when it comes back on TV, I'm watching it because I want to be on social media while everything's happening. I think it's going to be really fun, but I will watch that over and over. It's great.
You got to sit down and watch the New Edition miniseries the way our parents sat us down and watched Roots as a kid. Like, that got to be a three-day event. That's right. Our Roots.
Mm-hmm. So I'm excited for that. And Taxstone has posted his $500,000 bail.
That's not true.
What?
That's not
He's not true. Out on house arrest?
No.
So why is everybody reporting that?
Because people are ridiculous. Fake news.
I read it in the New York Times.
That's not even remotely true. Fake news is at an all-time high. Like, it's like, that's not even, like, accurate
and
at
Billboard. All. And Billboard.com said he posted it.
Not even remotely true.
So he's not out of jail?
No. Not even close.
Well, how did that happen?
I don't know where y'all be getting y'all fake news from. I have no idea. I'd be looking at the internet myself wondering, like, huh?
So when what's going happen? So you tell us what's going on.
He's got another hearing this morning.
Mm-hmm. So there's no $500,000 bill.
There was a $500,000 bill, but it got the prosecutor appealed it. So they have an appeal hearing this morning to see if the bill will actually go through.
Okay, and if it does go through, then he'll be on house arrest. That's correct.
I mean, he's got to post the bail first.
Yeah, I'm saying if everything goes through and he posts, then he'll be on house arrest.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're offering him. I don't know. I read it in Billboard. I read it in all the papers. Very legitimate, credible news sources.
I'm telling you that none of that is true at all. I sat back at home last night watching that too, like, huh? No, it's not true. It's not accurate. Not even a little bit.
All right. Well, anyway, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, we got the People's Choice Mix. You want to hear something? 800-585-1051. Yeah, we'll get into the mix next. I wanted to start the mix off with something, but I don't think I have enough time to get it clean.
What are you starting with? What did you want to start it with?
New Jadakiss and Fabolous.
You got New Jadakiss and Fabolous?
Yeah, it's called Rapture.
Hold on. Where'd you get New Jadakiss and Fabolous from? You back to hacking people's laptops and stuff?
Uh-oh.
Don't worry
you
about where I got it from.
Stealing music?
Huh? I ain't got enough time to clean it.
I'm going to assume, okay, we saw Fab in New Orleans.
Let me see if I can get in time.
We saw Fab in New Orleans on Friday. I kind of feel like maybe somehow Fab sent that to you.
Do you really have to? What? Hold on, wait, first, are you trying to clean a record in 30 seconds, sir?
Yes, and I did it. I told the producer to clean it. And I
so you got it?
Clean. Yeah.
Okay.
This is going to be messy.
No, drop one of Clues Bombs for DJ Envy back on his BS, okay? Stealing people's records out of their laptops. You ain't done this in a while.
And shout to our family at Revolt. Revolt, we'll see you guys tomorrow.
So new Jadakiss and Fabulous about to play right now.
No, we're going to play Beyonce first, and we're going to come back with it. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Okay.